4-0.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hello, everybody, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. A lot happening, I'm sure, in your own backyards, and things that aren't happening that are affecting you in your own backyards. One that got us all in the gut has to still be what happened in Afghanistan, the attack on the U.S. troops. There are a lot of questions surrounding the SEALs that were aboard that Chinook helicopter. While it is a solid, secure kind of aircraft, obviously it is a beast in the air and is can be an easy target. Unfortunately, they were on a mission to quickly help some Army Rangers on the ground, and they were doing what they could to get there, and it ended badly for all concerned. And now there's a lot of discussion about what have we learned from that crash, and you know, where do we go from here? And of course, the other part of the equation is questioning the motivations and staying in Afghanistan and whatnot as well. In the meantime, besides what's happening in Afghanistan, we have the rest of the Middle East conflict, like everybody seems to forget about Muammar Gaddafi and Libya. Same thing is happening in Libya with the stalemates. Nothing has changed there. It's been well over 100 days. So we haven't forgotten about that. Trust me, we're going to talk about it later this week on America Tonight. But for now, a little bit more on that chopper that went down. Here's what one colonel, retired colonel, Steve Ganyard, had to say about what we learned, what an awful hit this was, because you're talking about, yes, there are plenty of special ops, but this was a really elite team of SEALs, and now going forward, certainly they would look at procedures so that to try to avoid this from happening again. Take a listen.
They will go back and they will take a very objective look at why this happened, and they will look for ways to improve their tactics, their techniques, and their procedures in ways that will hopefully prevent this from ever happening again. It takes 10, 20 years to train a SEAL, to train a special operations warrior. These are not the people that you create in 6 months of training. It's years and years and years.
Yeah, so he's right about that. It's years and years that certainly go into training a Navy SEAL, but to have 25, 22, it was 22 in all, and the one unit be killed in that crash, pretty rough. And now there are a lot of questions that are on the heels of this happening, because that's always what it's about, how, you know, why they were all in the Chinook and whatnot. But as I said, what the military is saying is that simply that they were there, they were on a mission, and that's how you move people around in Afghanistan, and that's what happened there. But I think there will be, as that retired colonel said, I think there will be a lot of procedures that will be changed in light of that. And of course, anybody who joins the military, anybody who signs up for what's happened in these wars, tour after tour after tour, and certainly anybody in special ops, they know going in the risk. Their family knows the risk, but then when the reality, it's that risk-reward thing, and when the reality happens, it just has to level these families, has to level them. So no matter how you feel about Afghanistan, you absolutely have to feel for those families. And I think pretty much almost everyone in America feels that. And this has been a lot of the rumble in the backyards, whether you're in Idaho or Illinois, or you're listening to us in the great state of Connecticut, Texas, wherever. Lots of conversation about what happened with the chopper going down, and a lot of conversation, whether left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, a lot of conversation about Afghanistan. and the dates of, you know, 2014, does it hold? What, in the end, when we leave, what happens and ultimately how, what is the United States' role viewed as after all of this time? Moving from that to the huge drop on Wall Street, trust me, there are a lot of other things that I'd love to talk about here on ATN, and we will when we get the opportunity to do that. But you can't ignore what's right in our face and what also is bubbling over in your backyard, perhaps, because you might be relying on money from the market. Even if it's just a little bit of money, it's money that you need to multiply, I'm assuming, and it's not multiplying. It was ugly, and it's not unexpected. Once Standard & Poor's dropped the rating from a AAA to a AA+, it's funny, because even some people called the show to say, oh, who cares about that? They're in cahoots anyway. Who cares if they downgrade the United States, give us a lower credit rating? Well, this is the reason why you care, because things like the stocks fall to the floor. And when the Dow goes down over 634 points, over 5%, that's not good. People are fleeing. There's massive jitters happening, and who knows what the rest of the week is going to look like. Across the board, everything was down. So that U.S. credit rating, yeah, we could look at it and say, well, who are they? And look at the background of Moody's and Standard & Poor's, but it doesn't matter. It is affecting us. So if you have any investment whatsoever, it is hitting you. And it's hitting the rest of the world because the Asian stocks are tumbling again after the rout on Wall Street. So it's not good news, no matter how you slice it. It's good news for people who have gold, I guess, because at this point, gold is up to over $1,700 an ounce. $1,700 an ounce. And people are making decent profits on those gold investments. Some of them selling off some of their gold down the line, too. And it just goes to show you, a lot of people are not trusting what we're hearing from the likes of the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, from Tiny Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury. If anything, and I did a show one time on this, if you could pink slip five people in Washington, who would they be? Tim Geithner would be one of them. Janet Napolitano would be another one for me. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, would be third on that list for me. And I'm going to save the two others. But I said that about Geithner a long time ago. Why, when we have so many smart people in this country, why aren't we using them in Washington? How about the non-political economists? Why can't we bring them in and have a powwow at the White House and figure it out? Because they don't want to. They don't want to hear about having to cut more government or cut more programs. That's part of it. It's about politics. That's what it's about. It's about maneuvering for territory, of course. All right, coming up on the flip side, some other things that are rumbling in the jungle known as the U.S. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Highway and take a different route for at least a segment because we've been pounding it pretty hard. And I truly try to be a glasses half full person, although the politics of Washington infuriate me to no end, and which led to me doing America Tonight in the first place. And the whole theme and how it started is still the same, which I can't believe. There hasn't been a lot of give in the last 4 years. It's the same thing. Not a lot of action in Washington. It's all about the politics. It's all about getting elected again. Yeah, it's not much has changed in that sense. And some of the problems that existed then have just gotten worse. One of them is the idea that we don't have a balanced budget, and look what it leads to. It just becomes a bigger number. So let's veer off the highway. Let's go a different route, okay? And talk about something a little bit lighter, something I know all of you can relate to. Do you sleep with somebody who snores? The conversation about snoring is one that I've had with a lot of people, even in their 20s and 30s and 40s. So now what's happening is they have these things called, it's pretty new still, but they have these things called snore rooms. And check this out. They tested, or they still are testing them in some hotels in Europe. And the snore room, apparently, it has snore absorption. So it cuts down on the noise. You don't hear the noise through the walls. Because sometimes if you have somebody who snores really awfully, it doesn't matter what hotel you're in. Nobody's having really super thick walls. You can hear through that. One of the hotel chains that's doing it is Crowne Plaza, and it's snore absorption. And they say it's cut down on the noise dramatically. Now, for these other communities, these planned communities, like a 55 and up, this is also starting to become a reality that people can't sleep. So, in fact, they found that 23% of married couples don't sleep side by side through the night. That seems pretty high. I wonder why their divorce rate is high. 23%. That's up 12% in 10 years. That's a big leap. You know, people have been talking about sleep apnea. That became part of our vernacular. People wearing what I call the Darth Vader mask, mostly men, but I'm sure some women do too. And the whole idea of having the conversation about snoring is big time right now. A lot of people trying to figure out ways to get around the snoring thing, especially when they have different hours. Or what if you have two people that snore, as long as they go to bed at the same time, it might not matter. I can relate to this problem because I have a husband who snores in his 30s. And he snores something fierce because he's always tired. So I think the solution is he just needs to get more rest and maybe even a little, he's in decent shape, but maybe even a little more exercise. Sometimes they say when you exercise that takes that away. Matt, you've talked about this. We were talking off the air that you sometimes when all your buddies, the posse all gets together and you go take some road trip somewhere, you've got one guy in the group that snores really badly.
Yeah, I do. He's my best buddy, so I always I kind of take one for the team, and I bring some earplugs along, and I'm prepared before we go on the trip that it's like, all right, Brad and I will be sharing a room together because I always come prepared with the earplugs so I can handle it. But, yeah, there's other people, too, in my life that sometimes after we go out in the evening, they tend to snore, and so I always give them a friendly little shove. And make them rotate so they're not laying on their back anymore.
Yeah, that's good. That's because that's the one thing that you can do. And I think, I wouldn't know how to even go about comparing eras. But I wonder if this has always been a problem. I mean, certainly there are people that have snored throughout the years. But the conversation and the ways to treat it and all that's happened in the last really decade has been, it's big time business. Like I said, the sleep apnea thing, you can't sit and watch television for, you know, 2 hours and not see something about sleep apnea somewhere. You hear about sleep apnea. And, you know, so some of that has to do with, I think some of that has to do with exercise and, you know, whatever, but every person's different. And as Matt said, someone ties one on, a lot of times the snoring thing, that will happen. Or
there's also it depends on the position, because there's been times, too, where I'm really tired and I'll be kind of sitting in a kind of weird position in a chair while I'm watching TV, and I'll fall asleep, and I'll wake myself up from how loud I was snoring. But I don't actually snore when I'm sleeping in my bed.
Right, but it woke you up from the time you were tired and you were in the chair.
It's just, yeah, the angle. Cause I'm not a doctor, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be working here. But it's due to something like, I think it's the angle of your tongue, like kind
yes.
of going back into your throat or something
yes.
like that. I have no idea. But and so there's sometimes when you're in a chair, it can do that. And yeah, I've woken up before from my own snoring, I guess.
Oh, that's crazy when your own snoring wakes you up. But I've heard that, too, from other people, that can happen to you. And as Matt said, there is something to the chair thing, because sometimes when somebody's sitting in a chair, it is the angle that kicks in, and then that's the way they end up snoring. But I think it's fascinating that they have snore absorption, and that's being built into homes, and that's being built into hotels. 10 years from now, if you went back into the archives and heard this little slice of America Tonight history, somebody could use it on the air and say, wow, that's now all hotels are built that way. They all have the snore absorption. So it is tough. It is tough when somebody snores and you have to sleep and you can't because it's just so loud. I wanted to give you an update on this story as well. If you have any good snore stories, please share them with me, by the way. 800-259-5791 or kick them to us at americatonight.net. Click on email, our email on the website, and that'll get your note to me. Because I'm curious, I guarantee that everybody has some kind of a snore story out there. The swimmer, Diana Nyad, that we were talking about, 61 years old, who was trying to get to Florida to set a world record, remember, the 103 miles from Cuba without a shark cage. She was apparently off to a strong start, and she had an electrical field to ward off sharks because there's a lot of sharks in those waters. So she was kicking toward Key West. That was the final destination. And Matt, didn't you tell me that she stopped, that she couldn't, you know, that she, I thought she was still going, but didn't you tell me that she stopped? He went away. He went to go find Diana Nyad. Because I thought, I thought she was going to live up to this. This woman was quite an athlete. And along the way, she had 5 boats, 2 kayaks alongside her. And to keep her on course, when she was going down that Gulf Stream current, because that's rough, they'd give her food in the water and also water at intervals along the way. Because, you know, you can imagine when you're there, and I guess what the rules are, you have to tread water. So you stop every hour so you have liquids and food and tread water so that you're not, you can't touch a boat or anything like that. Oh. How does someone do this? Now, what's interesting is Nyad swam around Manhattan in 1975 in less than 8 hours. She also did a swim from Bimini in the Bahamas to Florida in 1979. So she's no stranger to trying these feats, but she did them, if you notice the years that I said, she did them decades previous when she was much younger, not to say that she couldn't do it when she's older, but to be that fit and to be able to even try to attempt that, wow, unbelievable. And the shark thing's a big deal. That's why they have to have that electrical field around her, because the animal, the shark, could break through, so you have to have that force field, and it is kind of like a cage. All right, we're turning the page. Hang with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Choppy Waters here on America Tonight as we turn the page. So sad about NIAID, who had great efforts in trying to make, like I said, that electrical field and that swim, having to stop, though, halfway through, 29 hours into it. She started to get sick, so they had to bring her on board at 12:45 a.m. on Tuesday. 12:45 a.m. on Tuesday is when they pulled her into the boat. And that's too bad because she had trained for a long time for this. She had a lot of people backing her. Over 2 years she was training. She was swimming up to 12 hours a day. Oh, my gosh. 12 hours a day. And she had to get all kinds of permission for the swim from Cuba, from the U.S. There was all kinds of bureaucratic red tape, and then they agreed to do it, and it was looking pretty good, but I think they had no choice. I mean, she had to come out of the water if she was that way, because how could she possibly finish those other 30 hours? There's no way she could have done that, but bravo for the effort. Well, it's got to be tough after you make all those things happen, and then you're so close. Oh, you're so close, and then you just can't do it. Something stops you in the middle, and 103 miles. Ugh. 12 hours a day. Wow. Wonder what most 61-year-olds, if they could have that kind of stamina. Obviously, she's a freak of an athlete. She was an extreme athlete and was quite a swimmer, and I guess she always carried that with her. So, while all of that was going on, I think the people at Verizon probably were unaware of it because they're scared to death about their own situations and what's happening there. And I say scared to death. I think the people that don't have the pensions to rely on, because 45,000 Verizon workers went on strike. I thought it was interesting. Here's what one worker had to say about why he was out there fighting for his fellow employees' rights when he knew his pension was pretty safe after decades and decades of working for the company.
They want to eliminate a pension. I myself, I have almost 30 years. I will get a pension. I will walk this picket line for the younger members that they're going to eliminate their pension.
Yeah, that's that guy feels lucky, so he feels like he's got to back up the other people. And Verizon, they say they're going to hold out on this one. We'll see what they do. And, of course, it is over the whole pension thing, and there are a lot of people in a lot of companies that are unhappy with what's happening and how some of their pensions have been pushed back and chopped in half and all of that. So it goes into the whole discussion that we started off the hour with on the economy and, you know, where we're headed. Everybody wants to know that. It's always the question of, I don't say everybody wants to know, but I think most of us want to know. You know, it's that old thing about the crystal ball. If you could look into a crystal ball and you couldn't change what was going to happen, but you could know what was going to happen, because that's the thing in life. The great thing is you never know what you're going to get. The bad thing is you never know what you're going to get and what's going to happen. So if you could look in a crystal ball and see where we were going, because it affects every single one of us. It does. It affects every single one of us, unless you are sitting on a pile of gold, cash, other currencies, and there are people like that, but it's a very small percentage. So now we have the market tanking because of the S&P thing, and we have Fannie and Freddie hanging on to us, trying to pull us underneath the water as well, which they are going to. I mean, we have economic turmoil, really. That's what we have. No balanced budget, terrible blight on the U.S., as far as the rest of the world looking at this. So what are the chances of a double-dip recession? What are the chances of even bigger deficits? Well, we know the deficit thing is already upon us because more than $14 trillion now at this point because we lifted the ceiling. So that's more money. We're just paying on the interest. So U.S. Treasuries. Are the U.S. Treasuries safe? That's something that investors are asking themselves. But you look at other markets and then you compare, and where is the biggest financial risk? Where is the biggest financial risk? Well, I think the United States is rapidly becoming a financial risk in many people's eyes when you have people pulling money out of the markets. We certainly are in a horrible fiscal spiral. And what rabbit is going to be coming out of the hat next? What rabbit comes out of the hat that somehow is going to reassure everybody that it's okay and the market stabilized? What's that? What's part of this economic recovery? What is it? I mean, I can't think. Is it quantitative easing 3? Is it QE 3? Is it more stimulus? That's been discussed. Is it what? What's next? I mean, they've tried a lot of things already. They've tried a lot of things already out of Washington in throwing spaghetti against the wall and some of the terrible decisions, bailing out the banks, what's happened with the financial institutions, the stimulus. We saw what happened with the stimulus. We've seen what's happened with quantitative easing in the past, print, print, print. And in the end, and this has been in the last 2 years, none of it has helped with the growth. None of it has helped with job growth. We keep hearing about jobs, and that's part of the equation, and yet we don't get those jobs. So the scary thing is the Standard & Poor's decision, bringing this all back around, could send us spiraling in an even worse direction, not just with what's happened on Monday in terms of the street, but what happens the rest of the week, but also what, as everybody's watching the market, what happens to the economy overall? Is it that final shove into the recession? Ooh. Cataclysmic. So all the things that Tiny Tim was warning about and demanding that we get ahead of the curve and the debt ceiling, it didn't matter anyway. There were many of you who called and said, you know what, I know it's going to be to my detriment, but we're just continuing to get in debt, so I'm for it. Draw the line in the sand. I'm backing it up. And in the end, it didn't matter because it all still tanked anyway. Still tanked. And, you know, we talk about job creation. What about job losses? What's going on with our companies, our corporations? Tens of thousands of jobs are being lopped out. And what's happening? Because so many of the jobs are still being shipped overseas. And also companies are struggling. So they're closing down a chunk of their business. Right? Think of some of what we've seen recently. Merck, which is a huge pharmaceutical company. Now, I have problems with pharmaceutical companies anyways, but we don't have to dive deep into that right now. Just on the surface, people and jobs. Merck is going to cut 13% of its workforce. So that means maybe 13,000 jobs. And most of those jobs, up to 40%, are going to be in the United States. But while they're doing that, they're hiring employees in emerging spots like China and Brazil. That's what we're seeing with Dell. They're hiring people in China and other spots. And this is a continuing pattern, a continuing theme. So what are the incentives financially for companies that cut jobs in the United States and replace them with foreign workers? What's happening is they're getting a bigger profit of the income outside of our borders, and that's what they're doing. They're keeping it there even. So in one sense, the companies are burning through the money where they actually earn it. And it's now becoming a cycle that we're seeing over and over again. So it's stifling. That's a great word to use with job creation. It's stifling job creation in this country. And it's giving emerging nations like Brazil more money in their pockets. Their middle class is growing. Ours is shrinking. They're feeding off of the U.S. corporation. So good for the people that live there, but bad for the rest of us. So the lack of jobs in the U.S. means that all of us, no matter what, this is where you can't say it doesn't affect you. All of us have much tighter budgets, and more people don't want to splurge. I bet, and maybe I'm wrong about this because I guess it depends on where you live, but I bet people are eating out less, even if they tended to do that. I bet people are stopping that. I bet some people have cut off maybe extras that they have in cable or in getting a newspaper. I wonder how many people actually have a newspaper delivered to their house. I mean, I know newspapers are going by the wayside anyway, but how many actually haven't delivered anymore? I bet that number is shrinking dramatically because probably nobody wants to pay for it. They can get their news on the internet for free if they want to. Stay with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Of America tonight, meaning a little bit more of some of the lighter stuff since we've been really pounding it heavy and hard. And that includes some of the offbeat nonsense. I used to say that it was news you could abuse, right? And there's always so much of that. It just makes you sometimes laugh out loud. You can't believe what you're hearing, actually, when you hear it or when you read it or whatever. I got a couple of good ones for you. How about this one? I mean, I guess this isn't funny, but it's scary. I have this fascination with snakes, but I don't like snakes. They say in Ontario, because I know there's a lot of people listening to us in Canada, that you come across a lot of wildlife, maybe black bears, which you got to be careful of, maybe the old moose or two, but you also can come across snakes. And one guy who was out there picking berries, you know, he's berry picking, he was startled almost to death because there was an 18-foot Burmese python that ended up very, very close to him. And it was just a large, big old snake that apparently ended up in the bush somehow. I'm thinking it was somebody's pet and they put it there. And they called, meaning the police or whoever that were called in, the officers, to handle the situation. He didn't get bit or anything. They called the Toronto Zoo. The zoo said that, you know, the python is indigenous to the tropical and subtropic areas of southern Asia. And it's actually, I didn't realize this, it's one of the six largest species of snakes in the world. Of course, I knew it was huge, but I didn't know it was the sixth largest. So they decided to, so that the animal wouldn't suffer, or the snake, they decided that it could be dangerous when you remove it from its natural habitat. So they think, like I said, that somebody released it in the area, and they thought it was best to try to get rid of the snake. So that's what they did. They got rid of the snake. Boy, that would scare me to death. I cannot even imagine if I was picking berries and a snake that was 18 feet long suddenly showed up right next to my face. Oh, it would take everything in my power to figure out a way to get out of that situation, right? This story I love, and I think some of you can relate to this. If you've ever gone fishing or crabbing or lobster trapping, a guy in Nova Scotia set up a live webcam inside a lobster trap, and a lot of people are watching this. Like, thousands of people are watching what's going on in a lobster trap. They say the first day that he put the camera in there, they had 14,000 hits. On the second day, it doubled. And each day, they're picking up more and more people. The guy who set this up runs a website with 43 live webcams. So, of course, it was natural that he would think, oh, let's put one in a lobster trap. And I guess it's the fascination of the curiosity of watching to see what happens with the lobsters, to see if they get, you know, to see if they get caught. I mean, if they get caught in the trap, whatever. But I would think it, that would be one of those kind of things where you could be watching for a very long time, and you might take the wrong second to turn your head when the payoff comes along. Oops, there's that lobster. I've been watching for a long time, sitting here at my desk, doing my work. And now is when the lobster decides to get all the way in the cage and tries to do something. There's actually some movement. It reminds me of when I go to the aquarium. I would go and look at the crocodiles. They have crocodiles at the aquarium where I go. And I look at crocodile after crocodile. There were two giant ones, and they never did anything. They looked almost fake. And then one day I went to the aquarium, and the crocodile flew. I mean, it was like the crocodile had wheels, flew out of its little habitat into the water, and it was the coolest thing. And I thought, wow, if I showed up here 1 minute later, I only see that frozen crocodile. After all the times I've been coming here, I would never have seen that. It was just the right split second. I guess that's the theory with the whole lobster trap thing, because most people are reporting that they're not seeing very much. They're not, you know, that it's, they're waiting, and they see this trap, and that's it. So, yeah, that's a lot of time where you don't turn your, where you don't turn your head. So I guess I got lucky. There's something about wearing costumes that people can't get enough of. But the police in Idaho Falls told a guy to stop wearing a bunny suit in public after people started complaining that he was scaring kids, the bunny. They say that William Falkingham, who's 34 years old, is into this whole bunny wearing thing. Oh, I could say something, but I'm going to hold back. And so what's happening is he's running around and pointing fingers at people and scaring kids in his bunny outfit. But apparently he's got a cowboy suit and a ballerina dress. I'm just saying. So he likes to dress up. He's a public nuisance. And he probably takes people by surprise because they're not looking for a giant bunny, and they probably think he's harmless, but he's a little nutty. Because he's dressing up like a ballerina and walking around, and then other days he dresses up in a cowboy suit. Yeah, it's tough to give him the benefit of the... I think it's tough to give him the benefit of the doubt there. I love Halloween, but I don't necessarily like dressing up. And I mean, you have to do that when you do the Halloween thing. And I'm sure we've talked about that on America Tonight. What do you go as? Something, I hate to admit this because it sounds like such a bailout. Something that's convenient and where I don't have to have a bunch of stuff fall over me. So I wouldn't choose to be any of those things that he was wearing. Any of those costumes would be, I think, a little bit tough, especially the ballerina thing. I mean, does he shave for the ballerina deal or what? It's very strange. All right, let's give you a couple more pretty interesting stuff. How about this? I don't get it when people hoard things. There's even now two shows on television about clutter. In fact, I don't like clutter. I don't know about the rest of you. But because you can never get out from underneath clutter if you have too many things that pile up, it's tough to get rid of it. You got at some point you have to draw a line in the sand, and you have to throw things away. This comes out of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. There's a couple, Ben and Lynn James, and they say that they're very astonished by what people throw away. So a lot of the things that people have ditched end up in their house. So they're collecting. They're making it worse. They're collecting other people's crap, basically. And they're bringing it back to their house. And it's becoming stuff that goes in their house. So they're like the dump. Oh, look, there's a microwave. Let's go grab that. We can do something with that. Oh, there's an old barn door. These are things they've gotten. Let's grab that. Oh, there's an old telephone pole or two. Let's grab that. I mean, I don't know, a little bit on the hoarding side. I'm thinking, why are you getting other people's discards? I don't know.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot!